cannot hope to bribe or twist, thank God, the Kiwi journalist. But seeing what the man will do unbribed, there's no occasion to. There's something sad yet oddly comforting that as we slide into the final week of the election campaign, we stand revealed as a country that can't even manage a decent political scandal. Labour's long-promised neutron bomb on John Key, Brethren Gate Redux if you like, arrived after a breathless teaser on the Herald website on Wednesday in which we were told, John Key faces accusations of misleading the public about his knowledge of one of New Zealand's most notorious white-collar crimes, a fake foreign exchange transaction conducted by Equity Corp in the 1980s. The problem is that despite Labour Party President Mike Williams and members of the party's research unit flying to Melbourne last week to go through 11,000 pages of court documents, the smoking gun, Key's signature on a $39 million cheque, wasn't his at all. And just to add some more weird to the gumbo, the Dominion Post's political editor, Vernon Small, wrote, "The saga began when a pile of court and other documents were dropped in a Dominion Post reporter's letterbox wrapped in a copy of the Otago Daily Times. This was followed by an anonymous text and several drops of further documents from someone calling himself Batman." Was I the only person who had to pinch myself to make sure I wasn't in a bad 70s conspiracy thriller? Of course, the fiscal probity of our politicians is always of legitimate public interest, especially against a backdrop of a global financial crisis we've not seen since 1929. Whether we're also going to see another Great Depression, regardless of who wins the election, remains to be seen. But it's also hard to shake the sense that our press corps have severe ADHD and think the purpose of elections in a parliamentary democracy is to keep them amused. And Labour doesn't appear to have noticed that this kind of rove-lite poop-flinging isn't working for John McCain and the increasingly bizarre but well-dressed Sarah Palin. It appears the Americans have decided to go for the growing-up on the ballot this time out. Clark and Key have 6 days left to prove they've been paying attention.